Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of Survive the Wild. I have been requested to play this, and I guess we can do it. I've been playing it for the past couple of days trying to figure out the best way to explain this and demonstrate it. Essentially what this game is, it's an open world exploration slash survival type of game. As its name would suggest, most of the maps and environments are outdoors based, so you're always outside. There is a village with some buildings that you can travel to and loot from, but I don't think I'm going to get to that today. So, obviously, as you listen to this, keep in mind that I'm not going to cover everything, because there is quite a lot, and I'm still trying to learn it all myself. But I've been playing this, as I said, since 2015, off and on. And I went back on it. It's not too bad. I'll get into the complaints I have with it as we go. But I'm going to go ahead now and launch the program.
Speech mode talk. Search.
So let's just run.
stw.exe app.
Excuse me. stw.exe.
Survive the Wild 0.99.5.
Survive the Wild by Sam Tooby Productions.
Main menu. Please select an option.
All right. Now we're in the main menu. I'm going to turn this music down with page down. Turn the music down. Turn the music down. Yes. I still think that's hilarious. So we're in the menu now. The first option.
Exit the game.
Well, actually, let me go down first.
Exit the game.
Oop. It wraps up, but not down.
Option. Create. Log into an existing account. Log into an existing account. This option lets you access any characters that your account is linked to. Even if you are a returning player from the previous version, please create an account and then import your characters.
Right, so the first option lets you log into an account.
Create a new account. Sign up with your email address to begin importing or creating characters. Whether you are a returning player or a new one, this must be the very first thing you do.
And this is where you create an account. Let's take a look at this screen real quick.
Create account dialog. Enter the username for this new account. Recommended at least 3 characters. No spaces are allowed at alt plus U, blank.
So just like in SBYW, this uses dialog boxes that aren't technically on screen, but it tries to emulate that behavior. So I can tab through them and do things like that. The first box here is the account name. So when you make an account name, you'll have to assign that. In my case, mine is Christopher W. If I tab.
Enter the email for this new account. No temporary email and must not already be registered. Edit alt plus E, blank.
Obviously, this is your email address. This is used to help you reset passwords and things like that.
Enter the email for this new account again. Edit alt plus E.
You have to type it again.
Enter the password for this new account. No spaces are allowed. Edit characters hidden alt plus P, blank.
This is the password that you have to type in to access your actual account.
Enter the password for this new account again. No spaces are allowed.
And password again.
I certify that by creating this account, I am agreeing to the rules and the license agreement of Survive the Wild, and understand that administrative action may be taken if any of the rules or license terms are not followed, regardless of whether they have been read or understood by me. I also certify that I do not currently have an account on Survive the Wild, and that the account being created now is the only one I own. Checkbox not checked, alt plus A.
Oh, and we've got a cat up here. Hi, kitty cat. She's on top of my computer. You're such a cute little cat. Yes, you are. You need to check that checkbox.
Checked. Create account button, alt plus C.
And this is where you would create your account. It also tells you hotkeys that you can hit to jump quickly to these buttons.
Cancel button. Main menu. Please select an option.
I'm going to cancel that because I already have my account, but that's what you would do to make your account. And I believe it sends you a verification code via email though I haven't done this in quite a long time, so I might be wrong there.
Log into it. Create a new options.
We have the options menu.
Listen to the story.
The story, I don't recommend the story. Well, I don't recommend listening to it, but if you want to, you can do that on your own time. It's not very good. It's very, very trashy. And in my view.
Test speakers.
You can test your speakers. Let's do that real quick.
Hey, yeah. You know what, dude? I don't really like you being on the left, so you should get out of here! What? Hello? No. I forgot to tell him. He was
on the right. Main menu. Please select an option.
So that's a very interesting way to test your speakers.
To create a new listen to test copy system identification string to clipboard.
This is a system ID that I think is used for diagnostic purposes.
System identification string copied to clipboard. Please send the contents of your clipboard exactly as is to the member of the game's management team who asked for this information. System identification main menu. Log into an existing...
If I check my clipboard...
YY plus FNF5A5F.
There's some gibberish that it generates. I think it's based off of hardware in your computer. So let's take a look at the options menu. This is pretty important.
Options dialog. Play logo on startup checkbox checked halt plus L.
All right. I don't want the logo. I'm going to hit the space bar to uncheck this.
Not checked.
Let's tab.
Enable side scrolling menus. Checkbox not checked.
If you want to use the left and right arrows to go through the menu, you can check this box instead of having to hit up and down arrows.
Enable menu wrapping checkbox not checked.
Enable menu wrapping if you want the menus to wrap. So if you're at the top of the menu and you go up, it takes you to the bottom. Or if you're at the bottom and you go down, it takes you back to the top. I'm going to leave this off. Actually, let me check this.
Checked.
That might be handy.
Enable visual mode checkbox not checked halt plus V.
Visual mode, so because this game is written in BGT, there are no graphics or anything like that. I believe what this does is it prints text to the title bar so that a sighted person could try to play this. I don't know how well that would actually work. You'd have to test that.
Menu music list halt plus M, 1.
This next... control is a list of music tracks for the menu, so I hit down arrow.
2, 1, 2.
That's not too bad.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2.
We'll use that one.
Change TTS settings button alt plus T.
Okay, these are text-to-speech settings, so if I hit the spacebar here...
Screen reader if running.
This opens a list control. If I hit down arrow...
Microsoft David Desktop, English, United States.
This goes through a list of Sappy 5 voices.
Ivona 2 Sally OEM.
Microsoft Zero Desktop, English.
Screen reader if running.
We will set this to screen reader, that way... the screen reader will be used if it's detected.
Screen reader saved. Change TTS settings button alt plus...
I'm going to tab.
Change say TTS settings button alt plus Y.
Say TTS settings, just like in SBYW, you can send text-to-speech messages.
Choose a voice from the following menu. Microsoft David.
Ivona 2 Sally OEM.
Let's go with Ivona. I'm going to hit enter.
Changes saved. Voice saved. Ivona 2 Sally OEM. Change say TTS settings button on.
I'm not sure why it's downsampled like that.
Allow changing of say voice checkbox checked.
You can allow the voice to be changed, I assume, in the game.
Edit aliases button alt plus A.
Aliases, I haven't messed with this.
Edit aliases dialog, aliases list.
Let's see.
Add button, save button, cancel aliases list. Add alias dialog, text to replace edit, blank.
Text to replace.
Replace this text with edit, blank.
Okay, so this, basically, if you want to make quick commands, like say maybe you want to type out a really, really long message, you could type...
Text to replace edit, blank.
You could type something in here, and then
replace this text with edit blank.
And then in this box, you could replace that text with something else.
Save button, cancel button, canceled.
I'm not really going to use that. I don't find it particularly useful here, but you might. Let's keep going.
Save button, Alt plus S. Add button, Alt. Save button, cancel button.
I cancel out of here.
Canceled. Edit aliases button, Alt plus A.
And tab once more.
Screen reader interrupt checkbox not checked, Alt plus I.
I believe this determines whether screen reader messages are interrupted. I would keep this unchecked. Otherwise, it might get very confusing when messages get cut off by new incoming messages.
Change audio devices button, Alt plus U.
This lets you set your audio device for output. I believe input as well. Let's see.
Select audio devices dialog. Output device list, Alt plus O. Input device list, Alt plus I. OK button. Cancel button.
Yes, this allows you to choose output and input devices because this does support voice chat.
Canceled. Change audio devices button, Alt.
Change audio devices.
Enable dreams checkbox checked.
Enable dreams. So as part of this game, your character is required to sleep to regain energy, and if this is on, it'll play weird sounds. I would uncheck this.
Not checked.
Because it's just weird.
Enable message logging checkbox checked, Alt plus L.
Message logging if you want messages to be logged. I'm going to turn this off.
Not checked. Enable reading of online and offline messages checkbox checked.
I highly recommend that you uncheck this, otherwise you'll be constantly told about players coming online and going offline.
Not checked.
This will drastically cut down on the amount of messages that you get.
Enable confirmation to exit checkbox not checked, Alt plus X.
Enable confirmation to exit. I'd always turn this on.
Checked. Enable turning with mouse checkbox not checked.
You can turn your character with the mouse. I'm going to leave this off.
Enable verbose game hints checkbox checked.
Enable verbose game hints. That, I'm not entirely sure what that does. Maybe gives you hints. I haven't found a place where this is actually used.
Enable 3D audio sound system checkbox checked, Alt plus 3.
I highly recommend that you keep this on. This will make the game sound much better, much higher quality, much more realistic.
Enable screen reader braille output checkbox checked, Alt plus B.
If you want a braille output from a braille display, you'd obviously want this checked.
Enable scuff sounds checkbox checked.
Scuff sounds... I'm going to uncheck this.
Not checked.
I think it plays those when you're like walking around and you walk on something and... I'm just going to turn that off.
Use less intrusive menu sounds checkbox not checked. Checked.
I'm going to check that. That makes the menu sound a bit better.
Enable behind pitch decrease checkbox not checked.
Behind pitch decrease, I'm going to turn that off.
Speak when game window is not active checkbox checked.
If you don't want the screen reader to read messages when you're not actually in the game window, you can uncheck this.
Enable the sending and receiving of voice chats checkbox checked.
This game does support... voice chat, and this is voice chat in real time. I believe that he's using Opus, which is pretty darn cool because it sounds really, really good. I generally recommend leaving this on, but if you want it off, you can turn it off here.
Listen to your own audio while voice chatting checkbox not checked.
I'm going to actually check this.
Checked.
Just so that you can hear what it sounds like when I demo it.
Allow players who are watching you to listen to your voice chats checkbox checked.
This game does have a watch feature, so if you trust other players and they trust you, you can watch each other, which basically means that you can view status information for that player, and you also hear what that player is doing, which is pretty darn cool.
Maximum voice chat transmission bitrate list, 32,000.
This is the bitrate that you can use for voice chat. If I hit home,
12,000.
You can go all the way from 12K.
14,000, 16,000, 18,000, 20,000, 22,000, 24,000, 26,000, 28,000, 30,000, 32,000, 34,000, 36,000, 38,000, 40,000, 42,000, 44,000.
All the way up to
64,000.
64. I'm going to leave it at that because that's the highest bitrate.
Filter line feeds or other special characters from strings before speaking them. Specifically check for Braille. Specifically and check for translators. Checkbox checked.
I would keep this on. I think it cleans up the output so that it sounds better. and probably also makes it easier to read with Braille.
Change game data location button.
This lets you change where you want the game to store its data. I believe by default it stores it in app data, which is recommended. But if you go in here,
please select where you would like your game data to be stored, or press escape to choose selection automatically, or leave selection unchanged if it is already set.
I'm going to hit down arrow.
User configuration folder, default, best for a generally fixed installation. User this game directory, best for portable installations. Custom location, best for advanced users.
So you can store your data in a custom location, in the game folder itself, or in app data, which is the default, and which is what most people should probably just use. So I'm going to hit escape.
Canceled. Change game data. Change game server information button.
And this lets you change the server info.
Set game server information dialog. Known servers list. Direct True Bay, France. New Jersey, United States. Amsterdam, Netherlands. Tehran, Iran. Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Frankfurt, Germany. Custom. Please enter the custom IP address or host name you would like to use to connect. Edit. Samchippy.com.
Oh, okay, and that was the cat jumping off my desk, sorry.
Please enter the custom port you would like to use to connect. Defaults to 25,555. Edit. 25,555.
This lets you set a custom server. Cat, what are you doing? Oh, she's on top of my chair. Goofy cat. Yeah, this lets you set a custom server. I would just leave this alone unless you're told to change it.
Change game server information button.
I'm not going to change that.
Save options button, Alt plus S.
And we'll save the options.
Main menu, please select an option. Log into an existing account. Create a new account.
So,
sign up with your email address to begin.
Let's actually get into logging in here.
Log in with an existing account dialog. Please enter the username of the account you would like to log into. No spaces are allowed. Edit Alt plus U, blank.
Actually, I'm going to retrieve my password. So I'm going to mute the recording and I'll come back here in just a second.
Audacity.
Okay.
Sir, blank. Please enter the username of the C-A-R-I-S-T-O-P-A-E-R-W.
So I'm going to type my account name in here.
Please enter the password of the account you would like to log into. The text pasted.
Paste my password in there.
Remember, account login. Never enable this on a shared device. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus R.
For ease of use, I would just check this.
Checked.
Especially if this is your personal computer.
Forgot account password button. Alt plus F.
If you forget your password, you can go in here and have it reset.
Log in button. Alt plus L. Connecting. Select a character to connect as, or choose another option below.
Okay, now that it has authenticated me, it's in my account now, and I can choose some options here. I'm going to hit down arrow.
Slannon.
That's my character.
Create a new character.
You can make multiple characters, so if you wanted to go through here, you could. Let's just do this real quick. I'll
create
show you.
Create character dialog. Enter the username for this new character. Recommended at least 3 characters. No spaces are allowed. Edit Alt plus U, blank.
So there's the username.
Enter the password for this new character.
Your character also has a password.
Enter the password for this new character again. Please select the gender for this new character. List Alt plus G. Male. Female.
You can make your character male or female, and I think that primarily changes the sounds that the game will use. But aside from that, there really is no difference.
I certify that by creating this character, I am agreeing to the rules and the license agreement of Survive the Wild, and understand that administrative action may be taken if any of the rules or license terms are not followed, regardless of whether they have been read or understood by me. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus A.
You have to check that.
Create character button. Alt plus C. Cancel button.
And then you would choose create.
Select a character to connect.
So that's how you would make a character.
Slannon.
I will log in here in just a second, but I want to show you the other options in here.
Create a new character. Import an existing character.
Create a new character. Import. So if you have old characters from before the account system was implemented, you can import them here.
Change account email address.
You can change the email address associated with your account.
Change account password.
The password.
Log out of your account and return to the main menu. Warning, do not do this if you intend to sign into another player's account.
This logs you out and put you back in the main menu.
Disconnect and return to the main menu.
Or you can disconnect, which will just disconnect you and bring you back to the main menu. I am going to... Actually, hang on a second. Let me see if the cat wants to go out. Yeah, I've got this cat in here, and she's always in here, but sometimes she wants to leave, so I'll be right back. Sorry about this. Okay, so let's go ahead and log in here.
Survive Slanim. Logging in. Welcome to Survive the Wild. Message of the day. Most notable changes on February 3rd update are that pots and water bottles are 5 times more.
Okay, so a few things here. You've got music. You can turn that down by pressing home and end. We'll turn the music down. Home turns it up. That is a player right next to me. I can check by hitting P.
Supernatural Delsa is behind and a fair distance off to the left, 14 tiles away. Sitting Supernatural Elizabeth is in front a little ways off to the right, 4 tiles away. Delsa just went offline.
And as you can probably hear, you hear when players do things, you also hear them from their position relative to you. So it sounds like someone's using water or trying to use something to do with water.
Out of character, Carl Johnson says it's beautiful current location, a large lake.
And what that is, that's the out of character chat. So this game is ideally intended to be roleplay based. So they have an out of character channel that you can just chat on. So if I hit backslash,
intro message edit multi line alt plus M blank.
This sends an out of character message.
Send message button.
I can tab. There's a button to send. If I tab again,
game keyboard area alt options menu list help players list.
And yeah, we'll get into the interface in just a minute. So you do have the out of character chat. I'm gonna actually turn it off because I find it can be a bit distracting. So if I hit F5,
please select the language or disable chat if you don't wish to partake in out of character chat at all. Spanish, English, disable chat.
I'm going to disable the chat, but this lets you choose the language.
Chat disabled.
And I'm going to see if I can move away from this person just so it's a little quieter.
Sandy area near the pond.
There we go. So now I'm,
you are being watched by Aiden.
I'm by some sand and someone is PMing me now to, I suppose now that we're talking about it, to go through your different buffers and check messages, comma and period will move between categories, left and right brackets will move between individual messages. If you hold down shift and hit the left bracket, that'll take you to the top. Shift with the right bracket takes you to the bottom. So I'm going to hit period.
Out of character, 3 of 3, radio, 0 items, private messages, 1 of 1.
I'm going to hit the right bracket here.
PM from Aiden, are you demoing now?
Yeah, so I got a private message. I'm going to hit slash and then type
slash.
Slash reply.
R-E-P-L-Y. Space.
Yes,
I am. Your PM has been sent.
And that just sent the PM. If I hit the right bracket,
PM to Aiden. Yes, I am.
It also plays this sound that tells you when you're at the top or bottom.
PM to Aiden.
So that's how you would read messages. And you have different categories.
Group activity, 0 items, online and offline, 2 of 2. Bolgelo just went offline. Delsa just went offline.
Now, I muted the online and offline messages, so they're not automatically read, but they still appear in this buffer.
Notifications, 0 items. Unsorted, 5 of 5.
Unsorted.
Your PM has been sent. Aiden stopped watching you. You are being watched by Aiden. Supernatural Delsa is behind and a fair disc. Welcome to Survive the Wild. Message of the day. Most notable changes on February 3rd update are that pots and water.
Yeah, so unsorted is
PM from Aiden. While you're at it, you should show off Drivla in through the desert into TH camp and maybe some crafting.
Yes, I can do that. So unsorted is random messages, mostly from the server and things like that.
Your PM has been sent. Notifications, 0 items.
Notifications, I believe those are about other players doing things.
Online and offline. Group activity, 0 items.
I'm not sure what group activity does. That might be for group chats, but I haven't looked at group chats. I think what it lets you do is set up a chat conversation with a bunch of players, and then you can chat to that group specifically.
Private messages, 3 of 3.
Private messages, obviously. To send a private message, you go into the chat box.
/PM
space the player name, so I'll just do myself.
/SLANNON CEST. Your PM has been sent.
And if I check.
PM to Slannon. PM from Slannon. Test.
So I sent myself a private message.
PM to radio. 0 items.
The radio is used for in-character chat. I think I've got it turned off.
Out of character. 3 of 3.
That's the out-of-character channel.
Out of character. Carl Johnson says it's beautiful current look. Out of character. Kevin Lam says Lul. Out of character. Carl Johnson says XDDD. All. 16 of 16.
And then all obviously shows all of your messages in one list. So that's how the buffers work. Now let's talk about how the actual game works. As you can hear, I'm outside right now. There's some water because I'm right near a pond. There's also some other sounds that will play. There's a water sound that I'm pretty sure indicates your thirst. The crunching sound with flies, I think, is hunger. And the sighing, I believe, is your energy levels. Let's go over some keystrokes here. So to check your thirst, you hit S.
115 thirst.
To check your hunger, it's U.
144 hunger.
E will check your energy.
817 stamina, 0 energy.
So I've got a lot of stamina, but not a whole lot of energy. Now, I think stamina impacts what you can do, and energy is your overall energy levels. I'm not entirely sure on the difference, so someone may need to clarify, but that will check your energy levels, and obviously the less energy you have, the worse things will be, so your character might trip or do other things that you may not want. Let's see here. And here's another player walking around. So if I hit P.
No one much around you.
It's not telling me because that player's not close enough.
No one much around you.
Oop.
A mirror of the STW is in front and very slightly off to the left, 14 tiles away.
Oop, and now that player's walking into the water. All right, so let's see. What else can we do here? We needed to talk about how your character does things. So, by default, you have to work with items, you have to put them into your hands. So,
left hand.
One will choose your left hand.
Right hand.
Two will choose your right hand. And three,
you have nothing in your left hand, nothing in your right hand, and you have drawn nothing.
And three will tell you what's in your hands. If you hit T, by default, when your hands are empty, you'll just clap. If you have things in your hands, you will combine them, which is how you craft. And if you have
left hand,
an empty hand and you hit the space bar, you'll pick up resources from the ground. So in this case, I'm on some sand, and so I'm grabbing sand. If I use the right arrow,
muddy edge of the pond,
to walk onto this mud, now I'm grabbing mud.
You are being watched, Aiden.
While we're talking about movement, obviously up, down, left, and right will allow you to travel in those respective directions. Page up and page down allow you to move up and down, because yes, this game is truly three-dimensional. So that's important. F will tell you where you're facing, but I think that uses the sun, so it's not the most reliable. What you'll want to do to be absolutely accurate is use a compass. And there's someone over here off to my right using, I think, what sounds like a shield. So let's move
Sandy.
A little ways off over here. Now I'm on the island mainland. Here's a tree. And I can hit page up to climb this tree. And this person is walking under me.
Amira's STW is below, slightly in front, far off to the left, four tiles away.
So now I'm in the tree. Oop, there's someone climbing up into the tree. Now, the thing to know, if you fall, there is the possibility that you will break bones, and breaking bones is very bad. If you break too many of them, obviously you die. If you fall too far, obviously you die. Yep, and that is someone sending me chat messages.
Hi, Chris.
Let's send a chat message.
Intro message edit multi-line alt plus M.
I'm going to hit shift and Y to send a text-to-speech message. Let's do...
A-I-I.
There we go. That sends that message. So let's see, where was I? Oop, and there's someone using a sword.
PM from Aiden. Who was that? In your PM has been sent.
I was just replying to that. So there's that person walking around. The beep you're hearing is the item detector. So when you come across new items, it will beep like that.
Must be a friend of yours.
I'm gonna climb down out of this tree. And I would show you voice chat, but it might loop too badly. Which would not be very good. The reason it would loop is because I have my mixer going through, and my mixer is currently recording, which is why...
I in UW.
Yeah. Well, I can show you, basically, but... It probably wouldn't sound very good. If I hit V, this will toggle it on and off, like that. But
Chris Wright,
you don't want to do that. Actually, if I hit Shift V,
voice activated.
You can turn voice activation on. If you hit Shift V again,
push to talk.
In push to talk mode, you hold down V. And the reason I don't want to do that is because it'll loop.
Alert. Amira's STW now trusts you.
And that's someone trusting me. I'll get into that in just a sec.
Voice activated.
If I toggle it to voice activated, hit V to turn it on. It's on. And it's off. Now, as you can tell, it's echoing because I'm using my mixer and it's looping. Ooh, what the hell was that?
PM from Aiden. Echo.
Yeah.
It's caps in capital cap. Your PM has been sent.
Right, so that's how voice chat works. You can turn it on and leave it on, and when it's on, you hear the person's voice coming from the position that person is
PM from
in
Aiden.
Relation to
I
you.
I must be doing a live wire recording. You were demoing voice chat.
What was that?
PM from Aiden. You must be doing a mic while recording. Your PM has been sent.
Right, and the reason he can hear me is because he's watching me, and you hear what's going on. I'm going to walk a little way off here. Alright. Let's talk about tracking just here real quick as I'm trying to get down the basics here. So if I hit M...
Look around menu. Please select the item with your arrow keys and press enter to track.
So M will show you objects around you.
Jim Pickens' bungalow with 250,000 stabilization is slightly in front and a fair distance off to the right, 25 tiles away. Cataline's bungalow.
There's some bungalows around here.
Yeah, Jim Pickens' bungalow.
Let's actually choose that.
Tracking.
So now you hear the beep coming from the right, if I hit O,
slightly in front and a fair distance off to the right, 25 tiles away.
Let's actually walk towards it. It tells me how far away it is. I'm going to walk to my right.
Sandy area near the pond.
That constant chirping noise means that you've lined it up. So if I walk forward,
shelter. Press shift enter.
I'm going to hit shift enter.
You walk into Jim Pickens' shelter.
Now I'm inside this shelter.
Jim Pickens' living area.
I can walk around in here. It's much quieter in here, and it also echoes.
Door between living and sleeping area. Press space with an empty hand to open.
Give me just a second. Okay, so I had to restart the recording. That's okay.
Survive the.
We're still here in this bungalow with a bunch of people doing stuff. I'm going to see if I can move a little way over here. There we go.
In sl- E-P-L-Y.
I got some more PMs.
Your PM has been sent.
Right, so we're inside this building now. If I walk to my left.
Near the door between living and sleeping area.
If I hit the space bar.
Door between living and sleeping area. Press space with an empty hand to open it. Door between sleeping and living area. Jim.
I'm gonna walk in here.
Jim Pickett, floor linked with Jim Pickens' sleeping area.
And of course, people are following me, making a bunch of noise.
You enter the sleeping area.
Let's see.
Notice online group act private message. PM from Aiden. I heard some owner pining stuff. Under Jim, near Jim Pickens' bed.
Someone sending messages. Yes, there is reverb in here, so if you send chat messages or voice messages,
near the
it
door
will echo.
You can't pick up the word door between the
gym. Back out here. I'm gonna actually leave because it's getting really crowded in here.
You leave the bungalow and breathe in.
Hit shift enter, and here we are back outside. And of course, they're gonna follow me. Okay, so that's basically a shelter. They can be built, and they are, my understanding is, they are public. So anyone can walk into or out of them. Let's see. Trying to think of some more keys. W will give you information about the weather.
You are appreciating a nice cool breeze. You are 32% dirty and 0% wet. Wang Yixiang is 43% dirty and 0% wet.
It tells you the information for other players that are around you as well. C.
You are wearing absolutely nothing.
Tells you if you have anything equipped, and right now I don't. So let's get into some stuff here. Oh, I forgot too. If you hit K,
look around menu. Grass in front and a little ways off to the left, about 117 tiles away.
K will track tile landmarks, mostly changes in terrain.
Leaves straight in front. Clay straight off to the left.
Some leaves.
Weeds straight in front.
Some clay, some weeds.
Soil in front. Dirt straight. Mud straight off to. Mud in front. Mud. Dirt. Weeds. Clay straight off to the left. Tracking.
I'm going to track this clay because I want to show you how to craft. So I'm going to hit one to choose my left hand.
Muddy edge of the stream.
So here we are near a stream in the water. Now I'm on some clay. If I hit the space bar to grab some clay, I'll keep doing this for a little bit. Now let's say I want to make a pot, which is important because you'll want to make these to make food and water and things like that.
You have just opened your back clay. You have 9.
So I hit I to get into my inventory, and it's basically a big list of items. If you type in the first letter or the first few letters of what you're looking for, you can quickly jump to things. So in this case, it's clay. So I'm going to hit the left arrow to put clay in my left hand and the right arrow to put clay in my right hand. I'm going to hit escape and hit T to combine those. That makes a pot.
You have just
Let's do that a couple more times.
Clay. You have 7. You have 1. Clay. You have 5. Thermometer. You have 2.
Oop. And let me hit escape and hit T. So I've got some more pots. Now,
you have just opened your
Let's show you how this screen looks basically. I'm going to hit home.
Paper. You have 18.
I've got some paper.
Pen. You have 2.
Pens.
Keys. You have 1. Empty wallet. You have 2. Coins. You have 100. Watch. You have 2. Meal kit. You have 13.
Now, your inventory won't look like this initially. The reason being, when you first start out or you die, you'll have to unpack lots of things. So in most cases, that just involves grabbing the bag in one hand and hitting T to open it with your other hand empty.
Radio, you have 1.
So I've got a radio.
Meal kit, you have 13. Radio, large brace, you have 1. Small brace, you have 1.
Now, on all of these, you can hit enter, and it will give you a description of that item. So let's go up here to
large radio, meal kit.
Meal kit.
A small square package containing dehydrated and irradiated sustenance. Usually these taste pretty flat, but they do a good job of keeping you going. Some instructions inscribed on the side tell you that all you need to do is open the package, pour the contents into some boiling water, and stir.
Yeah, so there are a few grammatical errors and things like that. Hopefully those will be fixed.
Radio, small, a lap, sleeping pill. You have 3.
So you've got pills to help you
Band-aids.
Go
you
to sleep.
Sleep. A large bell with the word sleep imprinted on its smooth, flat surface. Thermometer. You have 2. String. Spit. Towel. Open glue bottle. Cap. Glue. Fire starter. Battery. You have 45. Colt. .3. Colt. Python revolver. You have 2. .357 magnum bullet. You have 60. Knife. You have 3.
I've got lots of ammo.
Stone. You have 2.
Now, the reason I have more things is because I was walking around, and there were some players that died, and basically when you die, if your newbie flag isn't on, which I'll talk about in just a second, if that's not on and you die, all of your items are left on the ground for
stopped watching you.
Anyone to pick up.
Small handsaw, Henway gun repair kit,
so,
flare, open water bottle, open mash box.
There's a whole bunch of items.
Pot, you have 16.
All right, so I've got some pots here. Let's show you how to gather water.
Pot.
So I'm going to choose one, and I'm going to
muddy edge of the stream.
I'm going to choose my pot, and then I'm going to walk into the water.
Shallow stream.
And I'm going to hit the space bar.
Your pots are full. The water spilled over the brim, back to where it came from.
It tells me they're full.
263 thirst, 184 hunger.
All right, so I should probably drink something, so let's drink out of these pots here. I'm going to just hit the space bar here. And I'm drinking out of my container. Obviously, the more pots you have, the more water you'll be able to store.
86 thirst.
You also have a water bottle that you can use.
0 thirst.
Let's go back in here and get some water.
Too much water. You are forced to drop some.
Alright, so there's that.
Muddy.
Got some people over here. What I'm gonna do, I am going to have my character rest because my energy levels are pretty low. So to do that, I'm gonna hit R, which will make me rest.
You have just opened a small sleeping pill.
Basically.
You have 3.
Grab one of these pills.
Right. Sleeping pill.
And hit the space bar to use it. And now I'm asleep. If I hit E,
483 stamina, 45 energy.
My energy levels are continuing to increase. And while this is doing it, I'll be talking about some stuff just to pass the time. So essentially, that's what you're doing. You have to gather water. You have to contain it, obviously, and make sure that you always have plenty of it. Because if you're thirst or hunger values hit 1,000, your character will die. As I said before, if you die, unless your newbie flag is still on, which it is by default, but you can turn it off, unless it's off, you will not lose anything. The other thing to know about being a newbie is I believe it restricts the areas that you can travel to, so just keep that in mind. And generally, I would recommend leaving it on until you're comfortable with the game. Speaking of which, let's show you how the interface works, because I'm just waiting here. So if I hit tab,
options, menu list, halt plus O, language, switch to another language or work on slash start a game translation.
You have a list of options here. The first one is language.
Quests, accept and manage quests.
There are tons of different quests, most of which I have no idea how to do. I'll try to do a couple here when we actually get into making things.
Mute, manage who you have muted and see who has muted you.
You can mute players and manage the players that have muted you.
Trusts. Manage who you trust and see who has trusted you.
Now, trusts. This is what allows you to watch players. So if I hit enter here.
View and untrust players you have trusted. View and trust players who have trusted you.
These two options are both sides of the trust.
View and untrust players you have trusted. View and trust players who have trusted you. There are 14 players who have trusted you. Press enter to trust any player in this list, assuming you haven't already trusted them. Aaron. You have already trusted this player. Akiyama. You have already trusted.
Now I think if I hit end.
Go back. Shirzy. You have already. You have already. Lucifer Morningstar. You have already trusted this player. Logan. You have already. KitKat. You have already. Kalahomi. You can now trust Kalahomi.
So I just trusted that person.
Gabriel or. You have already. Desist. You can now trust Desist. Aiden. You have already trust Amiraza. You can now trust Amiraza STW. Aaron. You have already. Go back.
If I go back.
View and trust players who have trusted you. View and untrust players you have trusted. You have trusted 14 players.
Right, so.
Go back. Amiraza STW. You can no longer trust Amiraza STW.
In this list, these are the people that you trust.
Go back. Desist. Go back. View and untrust players you have trusted. View and trust players who have. There are 14. Akiyama, Doba, Shirzy, Aaron, Akiyama, Amiraza. You can now trust Amiraza STW.
So this is how you manage either side of the trust. So in order for the trust to actually work, both parties have to trust each other.
Go back. View and trust. View. Clear your trust list. Go back.
You can clear your trust list if you want to start over.
Trusts. Manage who you trust and see who has trusted you. Character and account. Delete, rename, or change the password of your character as well as interact with your account.
And my character went back to sleep because I'm still on the ground, basically lying down, and I went back to sleep, which is fine.
Trust character and account.
This lets you manage your character and your account. Let's take a look in here.
Change this character's password.
You can change the password.
Set this character's status.
You can set a status message, I'm pretty sure.
Enable security lock for this character. Its password will need to be entered for all logins except for the last saved character, which will remember it.
If you want to always require the character password to be entered, you can set that here.
Rename this character.
You can rename your character.
Delete this character.
Delete it.
Set account code word. This is a security passphrase that you can tell an administrator as a last line of verification in case you completely lose access to your account.
That might be helpful.
View account history including jails, warnings, bans, character creation or import dates and more. Copy account username to clipboard. Go back. View account history.
Let's take a look at the history real quick.
Three items. Click on any of them to copy it to your clipboard. 2021/08/11:17:53:52. Account creation from 71.2021/10/12:18:14:52. Slannon, 6295. Deleted with reason. Spam guild.
So it gives you the IP address. I'm not going to read that here. This next one was my character getting purged, I think back in October.
2021/10/12:18.
Yeah, October 12th. So if you don't play characters for a while, they will get purged.
2022/02/21:18:13. Password change from 71. Copy history. Go back.
And that was when I changed my password and came back on here.
View a copy of go back. Character, spend points. Spend any STW points you have in your inventory. Wang W. E. Xiong says to match TE with.
Okay, and that's the radio for in character chat. So.
Character, spend points.
You can spend points here. STW points you get by.
Survive the wild.
You get from either completing quests or you buy them with credits.
You have a total of 0 STW points to spend. Lighter for 75 STW points each. You can currently afford 0, a small rectangle with a flap on top. If you have lighter fluid available, you can use it to convert a wood pile into a roaring fire, launch some fireworks, or smoke a cigar red. Amri Arafa Flilf.
And so these are different items that you can buy.
Shield for 50 SDW points each. You can spike for 150 SDW. Metal arrow for 2 SDW points each. Arrow gun for 200. Antibiotic for 25. Battery for 20 ST. Lance for 400. Coins for 3 SDW points each. Paper for 1 ST. Pen for 5. Lighter fluid for 5 ST. Survival pack for 300 ST. Umbrella for 6. Ball for 10. Bear tooth neck. Net for 7. Band-aids for 30. Package of survival gear for 100 ST. Baseball bat. Go back.
So, those are all the items. Now, this next one...
Spend credits. Spend any SDW credits you have in your account.
Credits you purchase with real money. Now, what I've done, each credit is worth, I believe, a cent. And the minimum amount of credits that you can purchase is 100, which is $1. Essentially... what that means is when you buy credits, you can use them to get items, or you can use them to upgrade your account to a paid account, which does a few things. The most notable, I'm pretty sure, is it... Hang on, this is really obnoxious. Let me see if I can move a little way off here. I just walk away from these people.
931 stamina, 1000 energy.
And my energy's full. Let's hit R again to
guitar finger just
to sit down on the ground. Essentially though, what a paid account lets you do is it removes the restriction that you can only carry 100 items, I believe, of a particular type in your inventory. I think there's a few others. Like, if you don't play your character for a while, it won't be automatically purged. Things like that. Yeah, these people are just being obnoxious as hell. And I don't know why. Let me walk away here.
70 thirst. 204 hunger.
Also, I do need to talk about hunger here in a little bit.
Options menu. Toggle. Parkery. Spend credits. Spend any STW credits you have in your account.
So, you can spend credits.
You have a total of 500 STW credits in your account to spend. Grenade for 5 STW credits each. Gift for 10 STW credits each. Popkin for 50 STW credits each. Survival pack for 250 STW credits each. Armsman kit for 1003. Drugs kit for 1000. Energy boost for 50 ST. Health boost for 150 ST. Medical kit for 100.
So there's a whole bunch of items. I can't go over all of them because there's just way too many.
Toggle your park on.
PK. This game does have PK.
Park arenas. Fight with other players while keeping your character intact.
You can use PK arenas, which is what I recommend, because it just makes it easier, and you don't lose any items when you die.
Allow yourself to be added to a group chat.
I'm going to actually turn this on.
You can now be added to a single group chat. You will have to click this option again to be added to a second one.
So I can choose if I want myself to be... added to chats.
View recent changes. Display all recent changes made on the server.
You can view changes on the server.
View recent announcements. Display a list of all public
announcements. And view announcements.
Support and contact. Get automated help. Send an admin. Submit a suggestion or bug/player report. Or in other ways interact with the game staff. 1148.
Now, I'm going to have to probably divide this into multiple parts because this is getting a bit long. Let's show you one more thing, though. If you tab one more time...
Players list, halt, plus P, eight and stop.
You have a list of players.
Per game, Simmer, Manzano, Connie.
And you can navigate through this list.
Bob, Kotusu, Shalrat, Maxi, CJs.
And hit enter. Oop, and there's the cat jumping on my computer.
Options for Maxi, CJs list. Copy name to clipboard. Can change voice chat volume for this player. Control plus V.
As you can hear, it's raining, so this game does have... different types of weather.
copy name to
In these profile screens, you can copy the player name to your clipboard.
Change voice chat volume for this player.
Control. Change the voice chat volume for in individual players. Oh, it's raining.
Check player's current location. Control plus W.
Check location.
Trust this player.
Trust that player.
Untrust this player.
Untrust.
Mute this player.
Mute.
Unmute this player.
Unmute.
Watch this player.
Watch.
Private message this player.
Send private messages.
Create a group chat with this player. Control
plus. You can make a group chat.
Speak player status.
It'll read the status of the player.
Show player status. Control. Check chat language. Control plus one.
Check chat language.
Check total playing time.
Playing time.
Check pod status. Control plus three.
Player kill.
Check paid status.
Paid control. Status.
Maxi CJ's is not a paid character. Radar 911. Maxi.
It tells you if that player's paid. Things like that.
Canceled.
So that's how the menus work.
Options. Players. Chat conversations list. Halt plus three.
You also have the chat conversations list.
Say. Radio.
Which you can toggle through.
Out of character. Out of character conversation selected.
And you hit enter on a category to jump to it.
Message history list halt.
And if you tab, you get to the list of messages.
Cave in the room. Loot rule. Car Johnson.
So just another way to view messages.
Chat conversation. Radio. Say. Aiden. PM. Slannon. P. Aiden. Aiden. PM. Message history. Slannon. Aiden. I heard someone repining stuff. 11:30.
Yep.
Intro message edit multi line off plus M blank.
You can send messages to the channel that you've chosen.
Send that game keyboard area alt plus G.
And then you're back to the game keyboard area. Alright, so I think that's gonna do it.
Really like editing.
For this part.
Audacity.
I'm going to record a part two where I try to demonstrate how you cook and do a few more things before I wrap this up. The problem with this game is there's so much going on that it's it's just crazy. So there is absolutely no way that I can cover everything, but I'll try to cover all the basics. So hopefully you guys are enjoying this, and I'll be back for part two.